Okay, so we're continuing. We're doing Megillah. We're up to the bottom of page Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara had said that the order of things is we ask for a blessing, and our parnasa is described as the first stage when we get back to the land of Israel. So from there we go into the request for the regathering of the people of Israel into Israel, and then justice is returned against the wicked, and that leads us into the removal of those wanton sinners, the Zaydim, those that purposely leave Judaism, those that try to get the Jews to leave Judaism, the different missionaries. That's the Poshim and the Zaydim, and that's the blessing of Elam al Shinim. You guys have it three lines from the bottom, and once you get rid of them, so then the pride of the righteous is uplifted. As the verse says, the horn of the wicked is uprooted, and then the horn of the tzaddik is uplifted. And included with the tzaddikim, we mention the gerei tzaddik, the righteous converts. Shenemar, as the verse says, Mipnei sevat takum ve'adarta p'nei zaken. The Torah says, stand in honor of a sage, honor, give glory to the face of an elder. V'samich le, and directly adjacent to that, the Torah commands us, v'chiyagur itichem ger. And when you have a ger in your midst, so we also have to give him good treatment. So the sages purposely put together with the blessing of the honor of the righteous, they put the honor of the gerim. Ve'echan mitromem et karnam, and where are they appreciated? Where are they exalted? Birushalayim, in Jerusalem, shneimar, as the verse says, shalu shalom Yerushalayim, seek out the peace of Jerusalem. Yishlayu avayich, those who love you will be in peace. So the tzaddikim and the gerei tzedek who love Yerushalayim, they'll have peace within Yerushalayim. Mikivan shenunet Yerushalayim ba David. Once Jerusalem is rebuilt, then David comes. Shenemar, as the verse says, Achar, afterwards, Yashuvu bnei Yisrael uvikshut Hashem Elohim et David Malkam. The Jews will return to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, and they will seek out Hashem and David their king. Now, here we have to pay special attention, because these two blessings, the blessing of the Lirushalayim Iricha and Es Tzemach David Avdecho, there were two opinions, two customs in the days of the Jerusalem Talmud and in the days of the Rishonim. Up until about 200-300 years ago, there were two customs in Am Yisrael, whether those blessings are two separate blessings, the way we say them today, or they are really one blessing. And the reason that we call our Shmona Esrei Shmona Esrei, when technically we have 19 blessings ever since they added V'lam al Shinim, is because many people would pray those two blessings together. Es Tzemach David and V'li Yerushalayim Ircha, they would put together as one blessing.
But why? It looks very clear from here that it's
over here, right? In the Gemara and Brachas, it seems different. In the Jerusalem Talmud, indicates there were two minagim, and the Aruch, Rashi's Rebbe, he quotes this whole thing, that there were two minhagim, and there are other sources for it. Some of the piyutim, some of the added songs, they have an added stanza for each blessing in Shmona Esrei, and suddenly you hit V'li Yerushalayim, and there's only one. Why? Because they were composed in an area where the custom was that it was only one blessing, and really they are one concept. David and Yerushalayim go hand in hand. So some would make it as two blessings, some would make it as one, and being that there was this common practice, so they, if these two are really one blessing, then even with the blessing of Elam al-Shinim, you have only 18 blessings in the Shmona Esrei. That's why we still call it Shmona Esrei. But here, as Mr. Aaron Price pointed out, the Talmud definitely seems to view them as two separate blessings. Bekevan Sheba David, Ba'ata Tefillah, and when David comes, so then prayer comes with him. Shenemar, the verse says, I will bring them to my holy mountain, I will make them happy in my house of prayer. So the return to Zion is supposed to bring a rejuvenation of prayer as well. So that's what we say afterwards. Ritzei b'amcha Yisrael uvisfilasam. Hashem, accept our prayer willingly. V'kevan shebat tvila bat avoda. I'm sorry, that's Shema Koleinu. Shema Koleinu is the prayer that comes with David, and then once we have Shema Koleinu, we have prayer, so we ask Hashem, Ritzei b'amcha Yisrael tvilatam v'ashevet ha'avoda. Please bring back the service. So the you see here that the focal point of Ritzei is Hashevet Avodah. Shneimar olotem zivchem leratzon al mizbechi, as the verse says, God will bring them to Mount Zion. He will make them happy in His house of prayer, and their sacrifices will find favor on Hashem's altar. Bekevan shebat avodah, bat todah. Once you have the service, together with the service comes the sacrifice of thanks. That's one of the sacrifices. Not only is it one of the sacrifices, but the Medrash indicates that it is a sacrifice that will have a special place in the time to come in the rebuilding of the temple. Other sacrifices, who knows how God will want us to bring them? Who knows if all the other sacrifices will remain constant? But the Todah will be a constant, the Medrash says. The Todah, the sacrifice of thanks, that is a constant in all times. So that's why we too make special mention after we discuss the return of David, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem should accept our offerings with favor. We speak about the Todah, we say Modim. We say thanks. Shneimar, the verse says, Sovech todai chavdanani, he who sacrifices a todah, an offering of thanks, honors me. Umaru lomar birkat kohanim achar hodah. Why did the sages see fit to make the blessing of the kohanim after modim? Dichtiv, as the verse says, Vayisa Aaron et yadav el am vayivarechem vayered ma'asot achatat ba'ola vashlamim. Aaron blessed the nation, and he then descended from the platform after he had sacrificed the chatos, ola, and shlamim. So you see that after he brought all the sacrifices and the shlomim, after he brought the sacrifices, then he blessed them. Ema kodem avodah, maybe he blessed them before the sacrifices. It says he blessed them. And then he descended from the platform after having brought all the sacrifices. So who says which came first, the blessing or the sacrifices? So the Gemara says, Lo salka daiter, don't think that. Dichtiv ayod masot, say chachatat. Miktiv lasot, measot ktiv. It says that after the blessing, he descended, and he was also after doing those sacrifices. Vilimcha. So you see that it was after the sacrifices that he gave them the blessings. Vilimcha achar avodah. So the Talmud says, but wait a second, who says it's after the Todah? Maybe it's after the other sacrifices and before the Todah. Lo sakadaitech. Tichtiv. Zoveach Todah. No, don't think so. Don't separate the sacrifices from the Todah. Because you see, the Torah describes it as Zoveach, he who brings sacrifices, will also give Todah, give thanks. So Talmud says, wait a second. It says that Aaron blessed them after his sacrifices. And it says, so that pasuk would seem to indicate that the blessing of the Kohanim should be before the Todah, after we say the Shema Koleinu, which corresponds to our other sacrifices, our requests of Hashem. Or after Ritzei, but before Modim. And then you have the pasuk that says that Modim should be adjacent to the sacrifices. So how do you know which pasuk should take precedence? If you make the Todah, the Modim, directly after Ritzei, you've fulfilled the verse that says that giving thanks should be adjacent to sacrifices. But you've gone against the verse that seems to indicate that Aaron blessed them after his regular sacrifices. And you've made a pause between the Ritzei, which corresponds to sacrifices, to the blessing of Kohanim, you stick in Modim. So you fulfill one verse, the verse that says that Modim and Ritzei should be together, but you haven't fulfilled the other verse that says the blessing of Kohanim should be adjacent to Ritzei, because you put Modim in between. How do you know which way to go? So the Gemara says, "My chazit de samchit ahai." What do you see that you relied on this verse to make the Ritzei and Modim adjacent? Smoch ahai. Why don't you rely on the other verse that seems to indicate that the blessing of Kohanim is directly after Ritzei? Answers the Gemara, Mistabra, Avodah v'Hoda'a, Chadamiltai. It makes sense that the sacrifices and the Todah and the Modim, they're all one concept, they're forms of sacrifice. So it makes more sense, if I don't know which way to go, I'm going to align the Modim with Ritzei. ומה ראו לומר שים שלום אחר ברכת כהנים? Why did the rabbis place sim shalom, the request for peace, directly after the blessing of Kohanim? Dichtiv, because the pasuk says, "V'samu et shemi al bnei Israel," the Kohanim in their blessings will place my name upon Israel, v'ani avarchem, and I will bless them. Bracha de'akadosh baruch hu. You know what's God's blessing? Shalom, peace. God's blessing is peace. So being that God says the Kohanim will place their blessing, and then I will place mine, and God's personal blessing is peace. So therefore the rabbi said, after Birchas Kohanim, we have the blessing of peace. How do we know God's blessing is peace? Shenemar, as the verse says, Hashem yivarech tamo bashalom. God will bless his nation with peace. We see God's blessing is peace. Okay, so all of this, the Talmud just spent the last page explaining to us the order of Shmoneh Esrei, and this all began with the quote that the 120 elders, and amongst them were some prophets, they instituted these 18 blessings of Shmoneh Esrei, the men of the great assembly. Now, says the Gemara, "V'chi me'achal de'mavaslim skenim u'mem kamenevim tiknu tefila ala seder," being that the men of the great assembly, which were composed of 120 elders and among them some prophets, they instituted the Shmoneh Esrei in this order. Then how come we said that Rebbe had Shimon HaPekuli, Rabban Gamliel had Shimon HaPekuli arrange the Shmoneh Esrei? If it was already arranged centuries earlier by the men of the Great Assembly, Shimon HaPekuli, my hisdil. What was Shimon HaPekuli doing? How come the Braisa says Shimon HaPekuli arranged the Shmoneh Esrei? It was arranged centuries earlier by the men of the Great Assembly. Answers the Gemara, Shachichum, people forgot them. The institution of the men of the Great Assembly didn't take hold. They instituted Shmoneh Esrei, and some people prayed and some didn't. Then it slowly but surely got forgotten. V'chazru v'sidrum, and then the rabbis got together again and rearranged the Shmoneh Esrei. Mikan ve'elach asur lesaper b'shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And beyond this, we can't add and set permanent blessings that every Jew will say in his prayer in praise of God. Tamar Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar taught. Who's Rabbi Elazar? The disciple of Rabbi Yochanan in Israel, right? Rabbi Elazar taught, "Mai dichtiv." What's this verse that says, "Mi malel gvurot Hashem yishmea kol tilato"? Who could say God's greatness, God's might? Who could make heard all of God's praise? This teaches us a rule. Lemine lemalel gvurot Hashem. To who is it fit that he should speak about God's greatness? Who could institute blessings about God's greatness for the Jewish people? Only someone who could say all of God's praise. And none of us can do that. So therefore we can't make new institutions of blessings in Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Bar Chana quotes Rabbi Yochanan, "Hamsaper b'shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoter midai nekal min ha'olam." Whoever praises God too much ultimately causes himself to be uprooted from the world. Shneimar, as the verse says, "Haysaper lo ki adaber im yomar ish ki yivala." Can a person really recount God's praise? He'll just be worn down. He could spend his whole life praising and he won't reach one iota of it. So if a person tries to praise God, sometimes by trying to say too much, whatever you say isn't enough, so you're really diminishing God's greatness. Darash Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar gvurai, Rabbi Yehuda from the village of Gvurai taught, V'amrila ish kfar gibor chayil, some say was from the village of Gibor Chayil, Mai tichtiv lecha dumiyat tehila. What does the verse mean when it says, "The praise for you, God, is silence"? What does that mean? Sama de kola mishtoka. You want the cure-all for everything, the panacea, that is silence. Say what the sages instituted and don't try adding your own praise. You try to say your own praise in front of God, whatever you say isn't enough. So silence is the best praise. Kiata Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Israel to Babylon, Amar, he told us, Amri b'marava, they say in the west. He's talking about Israel, he's quoting from Israel. In the West they say, Mila b'sela mishtoka b'trein. There's a saying that people say, if to say a word costs you a coin, then silence value is 2 coins. Silence is twice as valuable as a word that's spoken. A word is worth 1 coin, then silence is worth 2. Okay, so now that we finished all of this, Agata, the Gemara comes back to the laws of Megillah. And we will pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week.